Okay, today is Sota Daf Tet. We're on Ches Lamed Beis. We're on the third line from the bottom. It's a long daf today. It's very easy. It's like really, we're just going to read a lot of words. Here we go. The third line from the bottom. V'chein Masina B'Sota. We find the same thing by a Sota. B'mida Shemodida Ba. The way she dished it out, the way she behaved. Modidu La. We behave toward her. Which means he amdal pesach besa. She stood at the entrance of the door, liros lo, to either to see or to be seen. Lefikach, therefore, kohen mamida al shar nikanor umara kolona lakol. The kohen stands her up there in public and embarrasses her in front of everybody. He parzalo sad sudrin noin. She put out nice bed sheets. Al rosh on her head. She put out a nice scarf on her head, right, to lure men. Lefikach, therefore. Kohen takes off her kippah, her head covering, and puts it on her by her feet. He kashtalo paneha. She made herself pretty, her face. Lefikach, therefore, paneha morikos. Her face becomes unpretty. He kalchalo. Now she used eye makeup. Lefikach, therefore, inea baltos. Her eyes become the opposite of pretty. Right? He kilalo esara. She braided her hair. Lefikach, kohen soser esara. Therefore, the kohen unbraids her hair. He haras alo be'etzpa. She summoned the man with her finger, like, you know, come over here. Therefore, lefikach tzipornea nostros. Her fingernails become worn, withered. He chagra lo betzilzel. She made herself pretty. She put a belt to make herself look good. Lefikach koi mevi cheval amitri. Therefore, the koi brings a cheval amitri. Vekoshalo lamayla midadel. And ties it above her breast. He pashtalo es yirecha. She put forth her thigh. To sin, lefikach yirecha nofelas. Therefore, her thigh falls off. Whatever that means. He kibalta al kresa. She received him in her stomach, meaning she had relations. Lefikach bitna tzava. Her stomach bursts. He achilaso maadne olam. She fed him the goods of the world. Right, to have a good time with him. Lefikach kerva machal behema. Therefore, we make her bring a carbon of animal food, which is barley. He hishkisihu yayin. She gave him to drink wine, meshubach, good wine. Bekosos meshubachim, in good kosos. Lefikach koi mashka mayim hamarim b'mekida shal cheres. If we make her drink dirty water in a earthenware vessel, he asa b'seser. She did this in private, right? Yoshe b'seser elyon. So Hashem samba upon him. He's going to be busy with her. Shemar, like it says. Va'ayin noev shamara neshef lema lo tishiruni ayin. Fine. Dov racher, he asa b'seisar, she did it in private, so hamakom pirsima begoli. So Hashem will expose her in public, shenema like it says, techasa sina demishaon tigla daito b'kahal. Fine. It doesn't always have to be that all these things happen. That's not the point. The point is, when you do an avera like this, it's as if all these things happen. But she didn't serve him anything. She didn't serve him fancy drinks, and she didn't wear fancy clothes. She didn't do any of these things. It doesn't matter. It's as if, when you do this Aveira, it's as if all these things were being done. So therefore, might not immediately connect me to this person. That's the Aveira. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
In general, right. Umayachar denafkale me'achas la'achas limto cheshbon. So they had a different pasuk of achas la'achas. Each cheshbon is singled out. So, ki kol sa'on barash lamali. So what do I need? The other pasuk about every measure being measured out. How many times do you need to teach me the same vart? Likimida. The answer is to for the measure. So Rashi says, way up there, shebemida shemodeid modedin lo hapiraon me'ein hachet. That the punishment should be similar to the chet. I'm not sure what the difference is. I'll tell you the honest truth. I don't know what that means really. Miki kol saon barash. So if you have that pasuk, so then besasa b'shilcha tirivena lamali. Yesterday we answered because one's for a big measure, one's for a little measure, and we said that yesterday that doesn't make any sense. What's the difference between big measures and little measures? So now the Gemara asks it. The Gemara says, look into Rav Huna Chinana bar Papa, Damar of Chinana bar Papa, Ena Kadosh Baruch Hanifra min Uma. Hashem doesn't punish a nation ad sha'as shilucha. Until their time to be thrown out. Yeah, until the time to be thrown out. Meaning, like Hashem told Avraham, the reason your children are going to have to wait 400 years, they have to wait 400 years. Why do we have to go down to Mitzrayim and then come back? Why have to do it? So the pasuk says because the sins of Amori are not going to be full enough till then. In other words, I have to give the Amori, all the seven nations, I have to give them a chance to deserve to be thrown out. Right now they don't deserve it. They will deserve it over time. They have to wait. The funny part.
Why
do you mean?
Why
doesn't answer that question, but it answers why I have to wait.
Yeah, why?
Well, I have to wait because you're not ready to go out yet. I'm not ready to throw them out yet. Why? Because I wait till the end.
Right.
Says Hashem. Shinema, like it says, Bishasa Bilshalcha. Ain't that true? Vama Rava. Shlosha Kosos Hamuras B'Mitzrayim. Lama. There are three Kosos mentioned by the Sahar Mashkin. Now, really, there are four. The fourth one is when the Sahar Mashkin repeats over the story. And that's one of the reasons of the Dalet Kosos. One of the reasons for the Dalet Kosos is for the four Kosos in the Sahar Mashkin story. That's another reason. There's a few reasons. One of the reasons is for the four Kosos. But really, there are three Kosos in the dream, and then the fourth one is when he repeats it. So why are there three Kosos? So, Achas, Sheshatzas, Bimei Moshe. Once, it's like a Kos of destruction. Once, when the Bnei Yisrael left, right? Achas, Sheshatzas, Bimei Paro Necho. Once, by Nebuchadnezzar. There's another destruction of Mitzrayim. The Achas, and once, Shasi de Lishtos im Chavrusei. Right? That's the third one that all the nations of the world are going to drink when Mashiach comes. Right? So Rashi says, Limos HaMashiach, right? The Rashi of Im Chavrusei. Alma, what do you see? Lo Mitrada B'Makom Rishona. They weren't destroyed at the Yetzias Mitzrayim. They were left. There was another time by Nebuchadnezzar, and a third time didn't even happen yet. Lost his level. So, V'chi Tema, you want to tell me, Hanach Ozdu, V'hani Achwini Ninu. You want to tell me that this is not really Mitzrayim. These are not really Egyptians. There are other people that happen to be living in Egypt. Right? Want to tell me that?
Not the original Egyptians.
Not the original Egyptians. There's no question, by the way, the people living in Egypt today, racially, they're not the same Egyptians from the Yetzias Mitzrayim time. No question about that. So you want to tell me that's not the same nation? They want to tell me that? Right? What we're going to get to the Chayv in a minute. We're going to get to the Chayv in a minute. So you want to tell me that? Vatanya, but we learned, Amr of Yehuda, that Minyamin, that there was a person named Minyamin, Ger Mitzrihaya. He was a convert from Mitzrayim. Now the halacha is, if you're a convert from Mitzrayim, you cannot marry a regular Jew till the third generation. You can't marry a regular Jew. Your son can't. Who could you marry? Another Gioris. Your son also has to marry a Gioris. So in the third generation, the grandson already can marry a regular Jew. If you're a regular Ger, you don't have to have such a din like that. There's no din like that. So Minyamin, you can marry anybody you want. It's just not a Kohen. So Minyamin, Ger Mitzri Haya. He was a Ger from Mitzri. And Hayali Chever Mitamidei Rabbi Akiva. He was a colleague of Rabbi Akiva. Amar Minyamin Ger Mitzri Ani. I'm a Ger from Mitzrayim. So Mitzri Rishon. I'm a Mitzri Rishon. Venasasi Mitzris Rishona. I married a girl also from Mitzrayim. I was allowed to do. Also Gioris. Then Esa Livni Mitzris Shnia. I'll marry a second one. My son's going to marry a second Mitzris. Also someone who's a Sheni. Today, she had ben bini mutalova b'kahal. So my grandson can come to the kahal.
Right.
So how could you tell me that there's no, that maybe they're not really Mitzrayim anymore? Look what Binyamin held. Says Rashi, it's a long Rashi, the Rashi of Asher Esel Livni Mitzvah Shanis. We're not going to read the beginning of the Rashi, where it's going to be by the dot, where it says Binyamin, so it's six lines from the bottom of the Rashi. Minyamin less lay ha the Amar bebrachos. Minyamin did not hold of what it says in brachos. Sheha amonim v'hamitzriim, that amonim and mitzriim mutarin lavo b'kahal. They're mutar to come into the kahal. Why? Shekvar Allah sancherev ubilbal as kalumos, because sancherev came and it was mabalbal the whole world. So we don't even know anymore. So therefore, when someone wants to become a ger, do we say, well, maybe you're from Amon, a man? You're not allowed. We don't say that today. Why? Because Rove is, because I think it's Rove. Rove is not.
We don't know.
And the Rove is not from Amon. So if we know, and I know you can know. If, you hear? Rove is the world. The whole world's mixed up. So therefore, what's Binyamin saying? I didn't want to have to wait. My grandson. What's he waiting for? The Gemara says, Amon and Mitzrayim don't have to wait anymore. Why? Because the whole world got mixed up by Sancheirev. So obviously, Minyama didn't hold from that. Right? So, V'hachi nami katani, Basar dahach milsa tosefta de kedushin, Amalor Rabbi Akiva, there's a tosefta, Rabbi Akiva said, Minyamin toes. Rabbi Yamin was wrong. Minyamin made a mistake. Shekvar ola samcherev, a bilbal, because samcherev came and mixed up the whole world. Right?
So,
yeah? It's a very good question. It's a very good question. The answer is because Amalek is not biological.
Oh, okay. Right.
That's the answer, right? Amalek is a philosophy,
right?
Yeah. So you could be a German and you could be a Russian.
Yeah.
You have a philosophy of anti-Semitism and killing Jews. It doesn't matter where you're from,
right?
And they say that Germany is Amalek. It could be.
Yeah.
You don't have, but it's not exclusive. It's not such an exclusive club,
no.
Right?
No.
Unfortunately,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
How do we know this happened during the time of Sancheirov?
How do we know what happened?
The Ger Mitzri, how do we know that was...
So Sancheirov came, we have a tradition that the Navi says that Sancheirov came and mixed up the whole world.
I know that, but how do we
So therefore, people that are in Egypt, Sancheirov is the times of the first Beis HaMikdash. He lived in the times of Rabbi Akiva.
Okay, so what's that?
So I came from Egypt.
So
yeah, but you came from Egypt. You came from the country.
Afterwards.
Right.
100 years later.
Yeah, it's hundreds of years later. So you came from the country called Egypt. True. The map says Egypt. But you're not Egyptian, from the Torah's Egyptian. What are you? I don't know what you are. You could be from Ireland. Because Sancheirov mixed up the whole world.
That's right.
You could be a nice Irish, an Irish boy. I don't know. Right? So because of that reason, so Rashi comes to tell you that he was wrong.
Right.
But the Gemara holds it as a question. How could you tell me? Don't tell me that they mixed up the whole world because Minyamin waited. That was it. Minyamin was wrong. Says Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said he was wrong. I could also say he was wrong. Right? So therefore, but it's still a question. The question is, how could you tell me that Hashem punishes at the end? It's not even true. Why? Because in Mitzrayim there is no end yet. Ela iyad marhachi itmar. Amar v'chanina bar papa. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu nifra min ha-melech adshas shilucho. Now Hashem doesn't punish the king until it's the end. Not the nation. Which would imply that there is no nation anymore. And it's not true, there is a nation. No, the king Hashem doesn't punish till the end. Shenemar, Bisasa, Bishalcha, Tirivema. Okay?
But he can still punish individual people then.
Correct, exactly. So not to punish individual people. The point is that we said that Hashem doesn't punish Mitzrayim till the end. Right? So we said the end, didn't happen yet or not?
Right.
For Mitzrayim, did it happen yet or not? The thing with the coast imply it didn't happen yet. Yet? Right, and Minyome still held it was an Egyptian. So which one is it? So it didn't happen yet. So no, you're right. That could happen any time. What does Hashem wait for? The Melech, which doesn't apply to anybody because not everyone. No, very few people are Melech. Only a handful of people. Ameimar Masni Lo L'Rav Chanina Bar Papa Aha. Ameimar said that statement on this. My Diksev Kinei Hashem Lo Shenisi V'Atam Yaakov Lo Kilisam Ani Hashem Lo Shenisi Lo Kisi Luuma V'Shenisi La. I didn't destroy the nation. V'Atam Bnei Yaakov Lo Kilisam. But Bnei Yisrael never destroyed. Hainu Diksev, like it says, Chatzi Achal Abam. Chatzi kolin vehein ein unkolin. Partial of the Jews get destroyed, but never the full nation. Amr from Nuna, ein hakadosh baruch hu nifra min ha'adam atash tzmali sasal. A person never, Hashem does never destroys anybody until they fill up their measure. Their what? Their measure. But Hashem waits till you really deserve it. Shneimer like it says, v'malos feiko yotzar lo. Darish of Chinina bar Papa, my Dechsev, Ramnu Tadikim Bashem, La Yisharim, Nava Sihila. So the word Nava Sihila, Nava means beautiful, beautiful singing to Hashem. Al Tikri Nava, don't read it like that. Tihila, Ella, Neve Tihila. What's Neve Tihila? Building up, I think. Right?
He calls it habitation.
Habitation, building, right. Zem Moshe V'David, that's Moshe and David. Shalo Shaltu Sonehem V'masehem. Right, their enemies were not able to best them. David, it says, Tavu be'eretz sha'areha. Right? What is it? Tavu be'eretz sha'areha. Right? The what are we talking about here? What went into the ground? Tavu be'eretz sha'areha. I think it means the Beis HaMikdash.
Building
the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore no one was able to...
The enemies had no power.
They sank into the earth.
The what? The gates. I'm sorry, the gates. Right, the gates sank into the earth. So sunk in the earth. So therefore, nobody was able to destroy it. So that the gates, the David HaMelech didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. But he started, he built the gates maybe. It's a Pasuk in Eicha. That's why, by the way, that's the reason that, and then Moshe, what about Moshe? What building did Moshe build that no one could get to? The Mishkan, where's the Mishkan? The Amar Mar, Mishanivne Mikdash, when the base of Mikdash was built, what happened to the Mishkan? Rishon, sorry. Nignaz, it got distorted, got hidden away. Olomoed, Vikarashav, Kirasav, Brichav, Amudav, Adonav, Hecha. Where is it? All got hidden away. All the poles and the beams and the curtains, all that got hidden away. So that's what it means. Moshe and David weren't able to, the enemies weren't able to get it, right? The buildings. By the way, that's why the Ein Yaakov says, that's why David's mentioned first, even though Moshe came first and chronologically. David's mentioned because David based on a pasuk. The pasuk in Eicha says that it got sunk and no one was able to touch it. Moshe is just a tradition that we say that. We don't know where the Mishkan is.
Amar
Chista, Amar Avimi, Tachas, Mechilos, Chilhechos. Under the Hechol. What did you say?
Yeah, under the
base of Mikdash. Right.
I thought the Romans carried off all the booty from the...
They did.
Caleb, walls.
Not, first of all, they carried off Caleb. Not the beams of the Mishkan. The beams of the Mishkan's gone. Right? What they carry off? Some Caleb. Right. We think they did that. I don't know for sure. They say they did it.
There's a picture of the Arch of Titus.
I understand. The Arch of Titus has a picture of two Kalim. The menorah,
right.
And Chatzotros.
Right. And there was a Roman menorah.
And the menorah. So there's a whole machlokus about that menorah on the Arch of Titus. Because first of all, on the Arch of Titus, the menorah has animals on the base of the menorah. So it's a picture of animals. So either it's not the menorah of the base of Mikdash, because the menorah of the base of Mikdash does not have animals on it, or the artist threw in animals because he was an artist.
Right.
So we don't know the answer to that question. We're never going to know. So therefore, and the Chatzotros, we do believe that they were taken. That's a very minor keli. How often was that used? Right? When there was a tinus. Right? So that's a minor keli. But that is in the Arch of Titus. So either the artist made the whole thing up, you could say, or no, this is what he was depicting. So they took it. So, and even if they took it, so what? Right, but no one says they took the Mishkan that they didn't take. Anyway, Tana Rabbanan Sota Nasna Einav Misha Ena Royala. A Sota put her eye on something she wasn't entitled to, like what? Like someone other, another man. So Masha Biksha Lo Nitin, what she wanted she didn't get. Masha Biyada Not Lo Nimena, what she had they took away. What she had is taken away if she's guilty. What happens? She dies. She ends up with nothing. Right? Shekola knows the ain't of Masha Ana Shalom. Whatever you look at doesn't belong to you. I'm on the bottom line of Amar Aleph. Masha Mavakesh Ainos Nalo, Masha Biyado no Himenu. That's what he says? Okay, how about her life? Okay. Listen to this. V'chein Matzinu Benachash Hakadmoni. We find the same thing with the Nachash. Says Rashi on top. Astounding Rashi. Nasan Einav B'chava, he desired Chava, Uba Aleha, and had relations with her. The Hainu D'chsev HaNachash Hishiani. That's what Chava meant when she said, the Nachash tricked me. What do you mean, Hishiani is a funny word, right? Lashon Tashmish, V'nisuinhu. That's a very controversial Rashi.
Wow. Well, we had two feedback there. So.
Okay. Shenasan, I hear, Shenasan Einav B'masha Einar Royalo. He wanted what wasn't entitled to him. Masha Mavikesh Lo Nasan Lo Masha Biyada Not Lemenu. What he wanted he didn't get, and what he had was taken away. What was taken away? Like Yoni said, his feet, right? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Ani Amarti Hein Melech HaKol Behema V'Chaya. I told you're going to be the king. Achshav now Or Hu Mikol HaBehema. Now you're the lowest. Hu Mikol Chayis HaSadeh Ani Amarti. I said Yahalech Bekom Zekufa. I said you're going to walk upright, erect. Achshav Al Gachon Chotelech. Now you're going to slither. Ani Amarti Hein Machol HaMachol Adam. I said you're going to eat what people eat. Good food. Achshav now offer yochalu. Now you can eat dirt, dust. And Amar erogets Adam ve'eses Chava. What did Nachash say? He said, "I'm going to kill Adam. I can marry Chava." Achshav eva ashes beni ubenecha ha'isha uben zaracha uben zara. And now there's going to be only enmity between the two of you, right? People hate snakes. Man. To this day, nobody likes snakes. V'chein matzino b'kayin. Another one. Look at this next Rashi. V'chein matzino b'kayin is on the second wide line at the very end of the line, top line. Nasan einav b'tuuma yisera shenolda im hevel. He wanted the extra twin born with hevel. Sheshtei Tu'umos Noldo Imo, because there were two twins born with Hevel. Hainu Detziv Es Achiv Es Hevel Shtei Achim Shtei Esim Shnei Ribuyim. That's what he wanted. He wanted the sister of Hevel. I would have said he wanted the world. He didn't want to share it, right? What? Where did Rashi get that from? Unbelievable Rashi. The Nachash, that's even more scary. That the Nachash, unbelievable, where these come from. The Korach, now also Korach, Bilam. So now look at Bilam. Rashi says, Bilam, very interesting Rashi, the bottom long line, what?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, Rashi doesn't say it here. Rashi says, where am I? Okay, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's not here. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that when Bilam died, right, he was 33 years old. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says when Bilam died, he was 33 years old. Keep that in the back of your head, because in 2 days from now, the Gemara is going to say he was with Paro before they decided what to do with the... With what? He was one of the three advisors of Paro what to do with the Jews before Moshe was born. That means he was at least 120 when he died. Right, so but the Gemara in Sanhedrin says he was 33. So Rashi says it's a machlokas. Okay.
Why was Hevel's twin Usher the
Kain? I don't know. Even if it's true, that was his issue, why is that Usher? Better, no?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's better. It's still a sister to him also.
What else do they have?
Right.
No one else.
Those two, and that's it. What? How they propagate? Correct. Well, the Medrash says that Cain married his sister, and Hevel married his sister.
Oh, he wanted his
sister. What's the big idea?
Other married his rich.
Right. Korach, Bilam, Doeg, Achitofel, Gehazi, Avshalom, the Adoniyahu, Uzuyahu, the Haman. All these are different people. We could spend an hour on each one of these people. All these are different people that really wanted more than they were entitled to. So their end was worse.
They took away everything.
They go, Haman.
It also means they can make it.
Why?
Because Haman wants to use the hates and
what's used on him.
It's
I hear.
It's all
right.
Laid out.
All of them. Shenasnu einayhem b'masha eino royalohem. They all wanted what wasn't there, what they weren't entitled to. Masha b'keis lo nitin. They didn't get it. Not only that, masha b'yadam nitlo mehem. And they even got worse. They even lost it. Most of them died. Most of these people in this list died. Right?
All of them died.
Well, eventually everyone dies. But I'm saying...
At that time,
right. B'yerech hitzchila ba'avera. That the avera starts with the yerech. So, menahan emili, how do you know that? How do you know that? Not how do you know that. How do you know that the yerech is the first organ that gets punished? That's the Gemara's question. Ilei rishon d'chziv, b'seis Hashem et yirecheich ha'nofeles, v'es bidnach, tava, if it's from that pasuk, right? Which is a pasuk in by the parasha of Sota, I vaksiv v'tzav sa bitna v'nafli yirecha, but a different pasuk says the opposite, first the belly, yeah. Amar baya, no. Ki layit, when we curse her, when we say the curse, layit chila yerech. First we curse the yerech. V'hadar beten layit. Then we curse the belly. Umaya ki badki, when the water actually works, ki urchaihu badki beten beresha v'hadar yerech. At first, destroys the beten and then the yerech, because it goes into that part of the body first. You swallow it. B'klala nami k'siv, but the klala also says l'tzivos beten v'not l'napil yerech. But it also says by the klala that the beten comes first. So listen to this. Hahu the modula kohen the beten bereisha v'hadar yerech shalahotu la'az al mayim hamarim. Yeah, we also want to let her know that it will start in the stomach first, and then it'll spread to the thigh. So she shouldn't think that the water is not working. Says Rashi, the last Rashi before the Mishnah, Shiomru lo asa kaseder ha'Allah. It's not like following the seder of the curse. Therefore, in Peronia, zu al yadon. This is not why I'm dying right here this second. Not because of this. It's because of some other reason. I have some other disease. After all, you told me I'm gonna lose this, right? So that's what she'll say.
But if it doesn't happen in order, then it's not looking
right. Right, which is ridiculous because she's dying. But that's how people are. People will deny something
because it's not exact.
It's not exact.
I can understand that if you have chusim.
What?
I can understand that.
I hear.
If you don't have chusim, that means it works immediately.
Right? Like Moshe said, bachatos, around midnight. Because if it's at midnight, what are they going to say? You're a liar. Right, but they're all dying.
Right.
No, but you're still a liar. Right? It's a coincidence. Right? It's a coincidence. Okay. This Mishnah is gigantic. This Mishnah has no... I was wondering why this is a Mishnah, because there's no halacha in this Mishnah. As far as I can tell, there's no halacha. Maybe you can find halach in here. Shimshon halach achar enav. Shimshon followed after his eyes. Lefikach nikru polishtim et enav. Therefore, the polishtim poked out his eyes. Shenema, like it says, v'yachuz a polisht. What? Teaching me to connect mida. Shenema v'yachuzu polishtim v'yinakru es enav. Avshalom nisgoe b'sairo. Avshalom was haughty with his hair. Lefikach nitle b'sairo. He died with his hair. Lefi shebal eser plagshi aviv. And since he had relations with 10 of the plagshim of his father, lefikach nitnu bo eser lunavios. What's lunavios?
10 lances.
Shenema, like it says, v'yisabu asara anashim v'yitzu nose kleyoav. Fine. Lisha Gonav Gimel Gnavos, he stole three things. What are the three things? Lev Aviv, the heart of his father, meaning he tricked him. Lev Bezin Velev Yisrael, he tricked everybody. Lefikach Nisku Bo Gimel Shavatim. Therefore, he was hit with three rods. Shnei, like it says, Vikach Shlosha Shavatim, Bekapo, Vayiskeim, Belev Shalom. Fine. Vechein Lenin Tova, also by good, right? Miriam Hemtina Lemoshe Shaachas. Miriam waited for 1 hour, right? Shenema, like it says, Vatatate v'achose merachok. She waited by far away to see what's going to happen with Moshe in the basket. Lefikach, therefore, nis'akvu la Yisrael yom zayin yomim. Therefore, the B'nai Yisrael waited 7 days for her while she was a Metorah. So Tosva says it's not 1 hour. It's really less, because we know that Midah Tova is like 500 times Midah Peronius. So you have to figure, what's 500 more? What's 7 days? Well, what's 500 times less than 7 days? So Tosva says it's like about 15, 20 minutes. It's not a full hour. Just know that, right?
Just in case.
Just in case. No, because the truth is, on Friday, Tosas, we're going to ask a question, then why were the Meraglim punished 1 day for 1 year? If Midah Tova is better, right? So for 15, 20 minutes, even 1 hour, you get 7 day wait. So how come by bad, we're supposed to say, we say good is better than bad. So how come by the Meraglim, it's 1 day per year? For each day that they sin, they've got a year of punishment. It's much worse. Right? So on Friday we'll ask that question. Shenema, like it says, Va'omlo Nasa Ad Ha'asef Miriam. They didn't travel till Miriam. Yosef Zocha Likvor's Aviv. Yosef was Zocha to bury his father. Ve'en Ba'achiv Gadol Mimenu. He was the greatest. There's no brother that was greater than him. Shenema, like it says, Vayal Yosef Likvor's Aviv. Vayal Imo Gam Rechev Gam Parashim. Right? Mi Lanu Gadol Mi Yosef. Shlona Sasek Bo El Moshe. Right, so who's greater than Yosef? Moshe. And Moshe Zochel of the Atmos Yosef. So Moshe was Zochet to bury Yosef. Right, he took the bones with him. Then Yisrael, Gadol Mimenu, no one greater than Moshe. Shem, like it says, Vikach Moshe Tatmos Yosef Imo. Umi Gadol Mi Moshe. Who buried Moshe? Hashem himself. Right? Then it says, Shenema, like it says, Vikor Oso Begai. Lo, Moshe Levado, Amru El Alkal Tadikim. Not just Moshe, every Tadik. I'm not sure what that means. What do you mean, every Tadik what? Every time Hashem buries you, Shnema, like it says, "V'halach l'fanecha tzidkecha kavod Hashem yasbecha." Not sure what that means exactly. Hashem buries every child.
Attends to the righteous after the.
Oh, attends to the. Okay, fine. Attends to the righteous. Fine. Okay, now from now till the end of the daf, till way till tomorrow, it's all about Shimshon. So Tana Rabbanan, Shimshon be'enav marad. Shimshon rebelled with his eyes. Shnema, like it says, "V'yom Shimshon al aviv." Osa kachli ki yishar be'enai. He says, I want that Palestinian girl. I want that one. The Pelishti. That girl I want. Lefikach nikru polishtim is enav. Shenema v'yachazuhu polishtim v'yidakru is enav. Now, that statement is not on that event. This was the first event that he there was a few Pelishti women that Shimshon was with. A few of them. This is the first one. The pasuk about poking at his eyes is the last one. Okay, ain't that true? V'aksiv it says v'amav v'imo lo yada ki me'ashem hu. But the whole thing was a ruse. His parents didn't know. The only reason he hung out with that Pelishti girl was to get into the Pelishti camp. The parents didn't know that. So what are you blaming him for? What are you blaming him for? He was a spy. So the Gemara answers. Look at this unbelievable answer. Wait, hear the question. If he went to the Pelishtim to be a spy, what did he poking his eyes out for? How could he do that? I don't know. Not everyone's Shimshon. But putting aside that question, what do you want from him? His parents didn't even know it was a ruse. So what do you want from the guy? He's doing the Ratzon of Hashem. Right?
Yeah, but the...
Wasn't he married before this whole thing?
This is a different woman. This is a woman that he married. I don't know who she is. That's his own name. The Pasuk doesn't have to give her a name. She was some Pelishti woman, but he married her only to get in. This is not Delilah. Delilah's coming up. This is not her. Someone else. He did it only to get into the camp, Right? So what's the
anyway.
No, so listen to the Gemara answers. So what do you want from the why is he being punished for this? So listen to the Gemara's answer. Ki azal, miha batzar, ishiruse azal. Yeah, but he went after the prettiest one. I have to marry a Plishti. That's what we would say, right?
Yeah.
So Shims, that's wrong. We have to marry a Plishti. Anyway, so I might as well find the one that appeals to me the most.
Exactly.
That was an Avera.
That was the Avera.
Could
use the Pasuk though.
What?
The Gemara could use the Pasuk.
What do you mean?
The Pasuk, it says that he went after what was good in his eyes.
Uh-huh. Oh, right, so these words are not from a Pasuk.
Correct.
Correct. Right? It's an unbelievable answer. Think about that answer. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Tchilas Kilkalo Ba'aza, his kilkel began in Aza. Lafikach Laka Ba'aza. Therefore he was hit, he was destroyed, he was defeated in Aza. Tchilas Kilkalo Ba'aza, Dethiv, Yelo Shimshon Azasa, V'yar Sham Isha Zona. Lafikach Laka Ba'aza, Dethiv, V'yaridu Oso Azasa. Right? I V'aktiv, V'yarid Shimshon Timnasa. He went down to Timnas. Tchilas Kilkalo Mihu Ba'aza Hoya. Doesn't matter. The beginning was still in Aza. So Rashi says in the third to the last skinny line, Tahi de Timnas lav kilkul hi kule hai. Even though the vort in Timnas happened first, says Rashi, that wasn't so bad. Shalak lo leisha v'lo ba'a leha biznus. Okay? So I'm not such an expert on Shimshon's life. Right? He seems to have a very colorful life. Right? So that happened first. Yeah, but that wasn't such a big avera. So we don't count that. What do we count? What happened afterwards in Aza?
But he married this girl from Timnah.
Okay. Right.
Not the one in Gaza.
But, okay. Right. But that wasn't such a big avera.
Yeah.
Then it says...
He started already.
It's still a bit like Aza.
What?
Yeah, he changed it.
But he actually came... The Yev Ishcha B'nachal Sharok Shmo Dalila. Now we come to that. There was a woman... He met a woman, a Plishti, right? And he fell in love with her. And her name was Dalila. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Ilmali, Nikwa, Shmo Dalila. If that wouldn't have been her name, Ru'uyil HaYisr Shetikwa Dalila. We should have called her that. Why? Dalila, Shadildala Eskocho. I think it means like she sapped, right?
She weakened
his strength. Dildala Esli, but she weakened his heart. Dildala Esmasav, she weakened his actions. Dildala Esli Eskocho Dixiv, V'yasar Kocho Me'olav. Right? She got rid of his power. How did she get rid of his power? She
cut his hair.
Dildalas libo, dixiva, tewa, dalila, kihigidlas, kolibo. Right? He revealed to her all his secrets. Right? And the third one, dildalas maisav, distalit shchina mine, Shimshon lost the shchina, dixiv, like it says, vahu lo yada kisar Hashem, keshem sar me'alav. He didn't know that Hashem left. Tewa, dalila, kihigidlas, kolibo, mina yada. How did she know? How did Dalila know that Shimshon told her the truth? How did she know that? What? So but she knew to try because she knew it was going to work. How? So Amar Rav Chanan, Amar Rav Nikarin Divrei Emes. She recognized it was the truth. How? Says Rashi in the first word line at the bottom, Miskablin Umiyashvin Udvarim Al Ofnehem. It just sounded right. The Rashi says it just sounded right. Like it says, Raza Sa'iro Gadol. She had long hair. Voha Yeshos Siyain. He wouldn't drink wine. So she realized that must be the truth. I never met a guy like this. Who doesn't drink wine? Who doesn't take haircuts? So she realized that must be the truth. Right? How did she know? Because it made sense. It fit with the truth. That's one pshat. Another pshat is... What? Yeah. Abaya Amar, Yadabo Ba'ozatadik to Lomapachim Shemayim Levatala. Because she realized that Shimshon never said Hashem's name for no reason. He was very careful. Kiva da Amar Nazar Elokim Ani. And she said Hashem's name, Amra Hashta Vade Koshtakama. He must be telling me the truth. Okay. Vayihi, hi tzika lo bidvarea kol yabim vata al tsehu. Mai vata al tsehu. What does it mean vata al tsehu? What does it translate vata al tsehu?
Pressed.
What? Pressed, yeah. Amar Vitrak Dve Rav Ami, Bishas. Gemarbia, at the time when they were together, Nishmita Mitachtav. She somehow got away from him and it caused him a lot of tzar. Right? Va'ata Hishamri Na Al Tishtiyayim V'shecher V'atochli Kol Tamei. This is back to Manoach. The Malach told Manoach's wife, don't drink wine and don't eat anything Tamei. Might call Tamei But don't she should keep kosher? She can't keep kosher. What do you mean? Don't keep. What does that mean? It means the two v'su ad hashta dvarim today in kachla. What now? They ate tummy things. Till then, Amr Vitzchak by Rav Ami. No, dvarim ha'asur and benazir. No, it didn't mean tummy things. It meant things that another can't eat. In other words, wine. Vayivaka elokim es amachteish asher balechi, and Hashem. What does this mean? Hashem split open the the what? The hollow in the jaw, that, right? Amr Vitzchak debay Rav Ami, who Eva Ladavar Tame, he used something Tame, Shimshon, it was the jaw of a donkey. Lofikach Nitlu Bechayav Bedavar Tame. Therefore he was punished with a Davar Tame. What's a Davar Tame? A foreign woman, right? Vatacha Ruach Hashem. Amr Vcham Rabbi Chanina, Chalsa Nivuat Sasha Yaakov Avinu. He fulfilled the nevuah of Yaakov Avinu. The chesif it says he don nech nachash ale derech lepamo b'machana don. What's lepamo b'machana don?
He was Shimshon was part of
b'machana don, right? Amar Vitzchak bar b'dvei Rav Ami malamed shehoisa shchina mekash keshes lefanav kizug. Hashem was clanging like a bell. Chesif hacha lepamo b'machana don. Chesif hacha and it says by the me'il, which has bells, pa'amon v'rimon, right? Pa'amon v'rimon. Okay. Next, bein tzira ubein eshtoel, which is names of two mountains. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Asi, tzira v'eshtoel shteharim gedolim haya. There were two mountains. V'akron Shimshon v'tachron zebezeh. And Shimshon picked them up and ground them against each other. What does that mean? I don't know. Okay, well, I think we'll stop here because it just keeps on going.
Wow.
All right, we'll stop here, and then we'll pick up tomorrow from the bottom line.
Unbelievable.
All right, everyone have a very good day.